This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. President Trump's executive order to dismantle the Institute of Museum and Library Services might not go as planned. Milwaukee County's 14 libraries and dozens of museums are just a few of the thousands nationwide that rely on funding from that agency. A recent Senate subcommittee vote wants to keep it that way.
They voted for fully funding the agency, restoring the staff that has been removed, pretty much putting everything back the way it was. Libraries are bipartisan. This is not a political issue. Everybody understands the importance of the libraries.
Deb Merritt with the Milwaukee County Federated Library System says this.
Libraries are bipartisan. This is not a political issue. Everybody understands the importance of the libraries.
A final vote will happen at the end of September. As cleanup continues, Milwaukee business community is calling for federal help. Milwaukee Business Journal Editor-in-Chief Tim Gibbons says local leaders are pressing FEMA for relief funds after the floods.
The state obviously has requested FEMA support, and now the business community is kind of coming together, pushing for that. It's necessary. I mean, this is, in some ways, you could say this is why we pay taxes, is for something like this when a disaster strikes. I mean, they're talking about a 1,000-year flood. This is not the type of thing that people were prepared for. So having MMAC leaders really pushing the congressional delegation to get this sort of assistance is going to be necessary.
Gibbons says the businesses and nonprofits hit by flooding could face a long recovery without federal aid. Five former Wisconsin women's basketball players are suing ex-coach Marissa Mosley, claiming she emotionally abused them while they were on the team. The players say Mosley interfered with their mental health care and threatened to reduce their playing time and scholarships. The University of Wisconsin says it's reviewing the allegations and is focused on keeping athletes safe. Mosley, who resigned in March 2025, hasn't publicly commented on the lawsuit. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's the number. That's how I get when I haven't been here a while. You know, you got all this energy, and you're not doing anything, and you're sitting around, twiddling your thumbs, traveling, doing all sorts of things. So, by the way, before we start, there is a severe thunderstorm watch that's been updated. And with possible some heavy rain and all that, but we'll be talking about that a little later. We'll be dipping into that.
Number 5
from CBS 58, the Waukesha teen accused of killing his mother and stepfather appeared in court today. Prosecutors say 17-year-old Nikita Kasap shot and killed Donald and Tatiana Mayer in their home. Their bodies were not discovered until 2 weeks later. Cassip was later arrested in Kansas while driving the family car. During today's hearing, defense attorneys requested a delay as they await a federal report related to the issue. The court granted the request and rescheduled the hearing for Thursday, October 2nd. Of course, he pleaded. I always get that wrong. Pleaded versus pled. Anyway, not guilty. Oh, I have a question. I'm confused, and this is another one of those media things.
Number four.
Listen to this story closely. WISN.com. Storms threaten southeastern Wisconsin. Rivers could reach flood stage. CBS 58. Storms will redevelop this evening with some heavy rain possible, but not a big flood risk. Okay, which is it? Risk? No risk. Risk? No risk. Well, WISN.com said rivers could reach flood stage. So if you live near a river and it's indicating maybe 1 or 2 inches of rain across and you're only an inch from flood stage, that's not really cool. But then again, CBS 58 says the first round of showers and thunderstorms have passed and severe thunderstorm watch continues to be removed. However, we're not out of the woods. Why? Because scattered rain and storms have popped up across western Wisconsin this afternoon and will be moving east tonight. Will we flood or not? I don't know. I guess nobody really cares.
Number three.
I really care. Speaking of community health and wellness and safety and I don't know if you knew, Mayor of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, announced that Adam Procell will serve as the new head of the Milwaukee Office of Community Wellness and Safety. They're saying that in that role, Adam will lead our frontline violence prevention. Take on major role in public safety here in Milwaukee. Adam's lived experiences have been having been convicted of a most serious crime, sentenced to a very lengthy prison term, and then absolutely completely turned his life around. All of this means he brings unmatched perspective to this job and this work in our community. Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky said, "Who better to help others chart that course out of that lifestyle than somebody who was so successful in doing that?" So here's what part of his statement was. I need you to understand three quick things. One, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not going to toe any party's line because safety isn't partisan and the person that's about to get shot. They don't care if I'm on the right or the left. All they care about is will you under... Okay, this is difficult to read because they literally print. So they printed it verbatim, and so I guess somebody doesn't have or understand how to put little six in or things to help people understand that you put in a word that they meant to say and all that. But anyway, we'll see. We shall see. Will it change? I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. We'll have to try to get him in here. We'll have to try to talk to him. On the website for the Office of Community Wellness and Safety, domestic and intimate partner violence, sexual assault, child abuse, human trafficking, children witness to violence, community violence, gun violence, interpersonal violence, intentional injury, and homicide. It also says it takes a public health approach, uses a four-pronged framework to investigate, understand, and address violence. So how can this office investigate violence when they have no... okay. All right. Oh, I'm being negative again. Got to stop that. Let me go back to the weather. We can't figure out whether or not it's going to be flood stage or not, or whether or not people get flooded. I'm pretty sure the people whose houses are already flooded and the water won't go away, or it went away and took everything with it, I'm sure they don't really care about community wellness and safety. Like, can you imagine what would happen if they made this proclamation, this speech before the rain? I'm just saying. By the way, I got a question. I'm about to tell you about a story. And my question regarding the story is this something that we need in Wisconsin?
Number two.
From Blavity.com, I don't know if you all know him, Raphael Warnock. He introduced legislation in Georgia to fight bias in home appraisals. Well, I don't know if it was in Georgia. However, evidence in home price evaluations demonstrates racial bias in the appraisal process. And I know of a person recently who ran into that, who was buying a home. And if you're in the wrong place, they'll appraise your house. That it's been told, and in some cases proven, from what I understand, that some people will lowball your house. Interesting. Many black homes get undervalued. Now a group of Democratic senators led by Georgia's Raphael Warnock has introduced new legislation to fight racial disparities in home valuations. Now, I don't understand why we say racial disparities. I know I'm stuck on the word disparity. It's just racism, you know? Like, is there something? Anyway. We all know that owning your house is the first step to wealth. That selling that first house after you've lived in it for X amount of years and it doubles in price, sometimes 2.5 or 3 times, you can do quite well. Well, Warnock recently introduced the Appraisal Modernization Act to combat racial bias in home evaluations. In a news release, the senator notes several studies have identified a clear relationship between lower valuations in black neighborhoods. I'm sorry, lower valuations and black neighborhoods, revealing race was considered in the appraisal process, and concluded that white borrowers' homes were consistently overvalued, but especially so when they were in a black neighborhood. Warnock cites instances in which homes owned by black and Latino homeowners were reappraised at higher valuations when presented as white owned homes. And so many times I've heard, when you sell your house, take all your pictures out, take anything that's ethnic out, take stuff off your walls, because your home will, this is the information that's in the community, that's in the neighborhood, like my entire life in both Chicago and Milwaukee. The Appraisal Modernization Act would require the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA, to publish an online database of property-level appraisal and other home valuation data that lenders collect in connection with the mortgage application. This move aims to clarify the appraisal process, make it easier to track and analyze appraisal data for potential bias. The proposed law would also allow homeowners to appeal an evaluation or get a second opinion on their home. Well, wouldn't you want to do that anyway? Oh, that's right. You got to pay for it. Anyway, Warnock told the Atlanta Voice, home valuations are a critical part of the mortgage lending process and ensuring families can build generational wealth through home ownership. But we know appraisals do not always protect or benefit everyone equally, particularly black people and communities of color. And so here's my thing. Is this something that we need to bring to Wisconsin now? Something we need to definitely bring to Milwaukee. The Department of Housing and Urban Development also dropped several federal cases of housing discrimination in the South and Midwest, including instances where HUD had already determined that racial discrimination had actually taken place. Amid continuing signs of racial discrimination in housing and a presidential administration willing to turn its back on enforcing fair housing, Warnock's new proposal would increase efforts to make the housing process fairer that if successful, the Appraisal Modernization Act would promote more equity, more equitable home valuations, which could then cause home wealth and household wealth to increase. I think it's something that should have been done years ago. I had a big fight with a local bank and ended up getting a loan because I was so incensed that I found federal and state housing law that they broke and told them, you need to give me the mortgage because now you got to count it and you got to publish it. And it'll show that me in a black neighborhood, you got to put my address in there and it'll show that I got a house that it actually sold in that neighborhood. And it's unconscionable that you have to do that. But I sure didn't feel bad doing it. Because that made it easier for somebody who came after me to be able to get a loan. Because what they wanted to do was just simply give me the money, buy the house for me, have me sign a non-disclosure agreement. And I said, yeah, but that doesn't help the people trying to buy a house, and it doesn't help them value their house because you're just sweeping me. Whenever you get caught doing something illegal, you just sweep it under the rug by giving people money. I don't think so. Not at all. And the fall's coming. Do you usually take a flu shot?
Yes, I do.
You do? I'm shocked. Somebody your age take a flu shot. That's very, very smart of you. I do, too. By the way, you better go check your insurance card.
Number one.
United Healthcare could lose Ascension, Wisconsin from its network if the insurance company and health system don't agree to a new contract with new payment rates. For now, Ascension, Wisconsin remains in network for United Healthcare members, and negotiations continue with both sides expressing a desire to reach a deal before Ascension, Wisconsin providers fall out of network October 1st. It's unclear how likely it is the two sides will resolve the dispute, which could be far-reaching consequences for people in Wisconsin. Both sides have incentives to come to an agreement, said Thomas Buckmuller, professor of business economics and public policy at the University of Michigan. United Healthcare is the nation's largest health insurer and a major player in Wisconsin. Ascension is a national health system based in Missouri, with hospitals and clinics in more than a dozen states, including a heavy presence in southeastern Wisconsin and the Fox Valley. So we'll see. We will see if that's what's happening. We shall see. Insurance companies periodically negotiate prices for healthcare services with hospitals and other healthcare providers in their network. It's common, Buckmuller says, for disputes to be resolved, though nothing is certain. So let me help. So the insurance company, businesses and individuals pay insurance companies to administer their healthcare plans. And healthcare companies negotiate with the insurance company on what they'll pay them. So the insurance company already knows what the premium is, and they already know what the deductible is, and they already know what the copay is. Healthcare company wants to get paid as much money as possible to make money, even though it's a quote-unquote wink-wink nonprofit, even though it's not. It sounds like the only person losing here is the patient. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like the patient is going to just pay more premiums. And if it's an expense, I'm pretty sure the business that pays them uses that as an expense. Therefore, they're okay. So it sounds like the only person is going to lose in this is the patient. So why do we need insurance companies then? I've never understood that. Why do we need an insurance company to pay for something that we could pay ourselves? Like, if it costs me $2,000 to get a laceration fixed, it shouldn't cost that much. That's because it goes through an insurance company and everybody in the system has to get paid. But if I go into the hospital and say, I'm going to pay you $800, fix my cut on my arm, and they take the cash directly, I could bypass the insurance company. You do know you can actually ask for a payment. So I had one place try to, because federal law says if I ask you for the price of something, you have to tell me. So they gave me this price list. If you want this done, it's going to cost between $19 and $172. I said, that's not a price list. I said, federal law says you have to give me the list of every single procedure that you do and what the cost is. So you know when you go get like a procedure, like one day, right? What they call inpatient, or maybe you spend the night one night. You got to pay the doctor that did it. You got to pay the anesthesiologist. And you got to pay the hospital. That's why you get 3, 4, 5 bills for like one procedure. It makes absolutely no sense. Now, the reason they do it like that is because they just sent you one bill. All right, give me $28,000. You'd be like, excuse me? I need an itemized bill. They give you an itemized bill with every little thing. All this, you know, we took a sponge and we took a this and a that. And the problem is because the hospital is under federal law and other laws that say if you use this, you got to pay for it. So if I have a heart attack and they got a crash cart, the crash cart is already made with all the medication and all that. And when you crack it, you pay for it. So if you crack it and then, oh, my God, their heart came back. Well, we cracked it, so you got to pay for it. Like that kind of thing. So who made these laws? Oh, that's right. The doctors' associations pay the lobbyists to go talk to the politician to set up the insurance law so everybody can get paid. It's a closed system. But I guess it won't matter because if you don't have the right insurance card October 1st, you'll be out of network. Does that mean you pay more when you're out of network, right? You got to pay more. Have you ever done anything that was out of network? Like you had to go do something and you were in the wrong place and you had to go see a doctor?
No, I've been fortunate enough to not be injured in an inconvenient place or, I guess, rushed to go get something done.
Oh, it's so cute being so young and in shape. Got a nosebleed driving to Colorado.
You went to the emergency room for that?
When you're at 5,800 feet, 5,400 feet above sea level, yeah, because it won't stop. You know how much it cost me? It was out of network.
I would say $200.
$25. And wait, I said, are you sure? $25? Like, yeah. Can I just pay you the $25? He says, oh, no, we have to put it through insurance. I'm like, what? It'll cost $25 to process this thing. It cost $25 at this emergency room. I almost moved to that town. I was like, this how y'all go? So how do y'all pay people if it only costs $25 for a nosebleed? Wow. So if I cut my finger, it's like what, $75? If I get a headache, it's maybe like $58. I wish healthcare costs that much. But we just pay it and don't think about it. And it's unfortunate. But be careful. I'll keep watching what's going on with United Healthcare and Ascension. You might be looking for a new doctor.
Don't touch that dial.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. I haven't checked the talking text line and the chat in a bit. So I haven't, this music I'm not into, like this genre of music, like the OJs, the Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And I was never a fan. Teddy Pendergrass, never. Chaka Khan? Yep. Chaka Khan. Yep. Let me see, who else? But I was never into, what's the woman who has the alto voice? And everybody screams at me because I didn't like her. What is her name? Oh, and guess who I saw over the weekend, took a picture with? Regina Bell. But I wasn't into her music either. It's that, I don't know what you call that kind of music. It just never. Look, he over there. Okay, I'm putting on some Regina Bell. I'm going to put on some Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I'm going to put on the OJs. I did like I Love Music by the OJs. I Love Music. That I liked. But other than that, I really didn't. So before the break, let me go jump. It's sad the smallest things we have to scan their bracelet in for at the hospital. It's interesting that you speak on this because I had to take my kids to the same pediatrician somehow. They outsource all of their x-rays with another office, and I always end up with an additional bill. Yeah. Kathleen said, oh my God, no Harold Melvin? No. That kind of music just never really, like guy groups. I liked Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah. I just didn't. I don't know how to say your name, Olusolum. Oluwaseyem. Okay. It's spelled Oluwaseun. Dr. Ken Harris, I've been listening to you since I moved to Milwaukee in 2021. You're doing a good job. You talk about what matters and people can learn so much listening to you. Oh, thank you. And then LaRon said, Americans believe in the loudest person in the room, the richest person in the room, without considering what their qualifications are or what they did to achieve their wealth and foreign accents. I don't think so. I mean, I get what you're saying, but hey, by the way, 6 to 8 tonight, myself and the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, DT, will be doing Truth Unfiltered. What did I call it before? Truth on something. Anyway, we're doing Truth Unfiltered. I didn't call it uncensored. I called it something dumb. Like people looked at me like, no, Truth Unlimited. But anyway, we'll be here from 6 to 8. So y'all stuck with me for 6 hours today. Or is it 4? It's 4. I can't count. I went to public school. I'm just saying. But those are the types of things that we need to look at. That is true. But then you have social media where you got knuckleheads who have no idea what the heck they're talking about, are then able to speak, and people listen to it as if it's gospel, and it's not. And it's not. Melly Mel said, it's interesting you speak on this because I take my kids to the same pediatrician, like I said. the person that reads your x-ray is somewhere else. You got to go over here to go get an MRI. You got to go. It's too much. Demetrius say, is it that hard to buy a house? Yes, it is. It's very difficult, especially if you're black, to buy a house. I'm sorry, it is. LaRon, the fact that you brought up Bruno Mars, we need to block LaRon on the YouTube chat forever. Dude, Bruno Mars? When we come back, we were talking about AI last week, and I want to look at, we keep talking about it's going to take over, right? Sandra's big on it. A couple other people are big on it. You know, it's about AI is going to take over the world. Well, I have the top 10 jobs that will be least affected by AI. So if you're looking for a job in the next year or two, you might want to consider this. Some of y'all can't, but okay. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We got Truth Unfiltered coming up from 6 to 8. Me, Denise Thomas, Glenn. We all hanging out forever today.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Now, this is what you get when you get a producer who's probably under 30 with an old soul who plays music and everybody else says, oh, my God, that's the jam. It's great. And I'd be like, ugh. And so I don't know if I'm mad at him because they like it or I'm mad at him because I don't like it. I'm fine with the music. I'm just teasing. 833-212. What you want, DJ Brother Z? What's that hat say? What does that say, man? You had to look at it to find out what it said? Wow, it's been that long of a day. He's like, the who? Back to Wisconsin? Who came up with that ridiculous marketing ridiculousness? Wisconsin. Okay, 833-212-1017 is the number. So the 20, I'm going to give you the 10 jobs that are going to least be affected by AI. And we keep talking about AI is going to come take over. We're going to turn into pumpkins. We're going to do, and I don't really know if that's going to happen. I don't know. So. Number 10. I lost my list. Where'd it go? Number 10. Police officers. Human judgment and social conflict and law enforcement. So you're going to have cops. They put firefighters at 9. Firefighters should have been 10. And cops should have actually been at 9. Because cops are better than firefighters. I'm just saying. Emergency responses, unpredictable physical environments. Then there's special ed. Who wrote special ed specialists? Like, talk about redundancy. Personalized adaptive teaching and empathy. AI can never give you that. Number 7, clergy and religious leaders. Hey, I'm going to go to church, so I'm going to program into ChatGPT-5. I need to listen to a sermon on this and that. And if I can get voice to read it, then I'm great. Oh, well, I guess. No, you can't do that. You need spiritual guidance. You need moral leadership. You need those types of things. And one of the things you'll be able to get face to face and not with AI is a preacher. Number 6, early childhood educators. Number 5, social workers. Number 4, teachers and professors. Human mentoring. nuanced instruction, inspiration. Who can tell you how great you're going to be? Can you imagine if I was AI generated? You'd be bored out of your mind. Number three, nurses, patient care, adaptability, the human touch. Number two, psychologists and therapists. They say emotional intelligence, but I'm thinking maybe the AI could give you some emotional empathy and patient relationships. And then they said number one, what do you think the number one field is that's most resistant to AI? 833-212-1017. What job is ranked number one in terms of being the most resistant job to AI? Like AI is not taking it over. Miles say politics? No. Dude, if they talk that much, you could program it into ChatGPT and just, hey, give me a speech from my producer Glenn that talks about all the slow jams he plays. And it'll just, and then I'll just read it. And then I'll get some footage of Glenn's voice, program it in, and then it'll tell me everything. It'll read it in Glenn's voice. I'm just kidding. But, I mean, think about that. Kwanda, firefighters are number nine. Barbers, let me see where barbers would fly. But that's more, they're not even in the top 25, but if they were, I would put them up here with mechanics and all that. I have 25 of the top jobs. I just gave you the top 10. I would put them around 14, musicians, singers, actors, performers, you know, somebody that has to do something with their hands. So, yeah, I would say about 15th or 16th. Tenso said nurses or doctors. You mean medical doctors or academic doctors? Academic doctors are four. Nurses are three. Medical doctors and surgeons are number one. Complex decision-making, trust, and high-stakes responsibility. But then people kept saying, well, a robot's going to do it. Somebody has to tell the robot what to do. When a robot comes across a certain thing, somebody has to tell the robot what to do. So they're still working the robot. So, and that's not AI, I don't think. I'm not in that industry. But that's a very good one. Way to go, Tenzo. Oh, look. Now that they guess right, they say, that was obvious. Come on. Was that like a humble brag?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Control of what I do. And this time I'm gonna do it my way. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Are we ready? I am. 'Cause it's all about control.
Of it. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, Truth Nation! Saturday is the day, the 23rd, third annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 23rd, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Riverside University High School admission is absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, free. And a great place to have fun while celebrating with friends and family. There will also be amazing food, good music, and the opportunity to win some big prizes, including backpacks for the kids. So make sure you save the date. Third annual Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 23rd, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Riverside University High School. The Truth Family Fest is presented by Crash Course Driver Education Center and U.S. Cellular. It's also sponsored by Milwaukee Area Technical College, Landmark Credit Union, U.S. Bank, Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, Big Frog, Educators Credit Union, and Riverside University High School. It's going to be great. And I think we're on the air from 11 to 1. So I'm going to be hollering at y'all from like noon to 1 o'clock. So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be kind of dressed up because I got to go somewhere afterwards. So, you know, I'm going to be like, you know, all flying. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got to give me some room. Don't be bothering me trying to touch me and stuff. Because 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me go to the talking text line. I have an idea why black people hate white people, but I could never understand why is it white people hate black people. We did nothing to them. They did everything to us. That should be the question you ask. Well, Eddie, one of the reasons they hate is because we might take something they have. So really, I don't know if you could call it hate. It would probably be just, you know, fear. Say, there's plenty of reasons throughout history why black people say whites. And why do whites hate black people? That's the question. I said something, and Sir Chaunce said I disagree. Thunderbird and Wild Irish Rose aren't necessarily low because of moderation. Oh, they're talking about what Al talked about. Okay. Anyway, ew. Sweet and scrumptious when ice chilled? Ew. I've never tasted Thunderbird or Wild Irish Rose. I have tasted Cavassier, though. Anyway. Marvel actor Anthony Mackie got in a bit of trouble for saying, we're lying to our kids. Success isn't earned. It's given. Hard work alone isn't enough. Access, opportunity, and community play a major role. I wouldn't even say community plays a major role. I wouldn't say that. But anyway, Office of Violence Prevention has been rebranded, $5 million annual budget. You were not being negative. I was always wondered, how does one measure violence prevention? I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. Marty, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Ken. Thank you very much for taking my call.
I haven't talked to you in quite a while. You always call Sharon.
No, I apologize.
You always call Sharon, but you never call me.
I called you last week.
That don't count. What's up?
Hey, a very interesting conversation earlier when you're talking about meritocracy and so forth and so on, and then you explained the downfalls or the pitfalls of meritocracy
right.
in the real world. I was just going to say that, just to finish, the underlying need for us to do meritocracy or to do socialism or to do whatever is that we have to go back to the basics and make sure that we have our democracy in place. We are losing the democracy. We have lost the right to self-government by way of what happened with our home rule. And what's happening in Washington. So it goes on and on, but we are losing, in my opinion, our very basic rights, our very basic tenets
like
as a country.
Like what?
Like what? Well, we lost home rule when the Common Council President Perez and Mayor Johnson went to Madison and they gave up home rule for the city of Milwaukee to Robin Voss. I don't know why he had to get home rule taken away, except for the fact that he had just come back from Mar-a-Lago. So that might explain why he, and now we see full circle how Donald Trump is going after Washington, D.C.'s home rule. Well, this seems to be premeditated, and I think it's almost all starting to fall into place that we're losing our democracy here at home.
All right.
All right.
We shall see.
Well,
make sure you keep listening, because I'll be on with Denise Thomas in a few
minutes. Well, I'm gonna stay by the guy with the gun.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
I don't know what everybody's afraid of. We're going to lose democracy. Nobody was talking democracy when they were locking us up. Nobody talked about democracy when they took everything from us. Nobody talked about democracy. But then when other people look like they're going to lose what they have, they want democracy now. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Speaking of Dr. Ken Harris, he and Denise Thomas will be here for Truth Unfiltered in about 5 minutes. Make sure you hang out. Relax, go get a cup of coffee and come back so you can listen to the best of black radio in all of the Midwest. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. Y'all just stay on it. Just switch to the YouTube chat because we're going to be there till 8 o'clock.
Be quiet.